Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, November 8th. The town of Hanover has lifted its precautionary boil water advisory. The town had issued the advisory earlier this week and says resampling results show the town's water supply meets regulations from the Ministry of Health. As a further precautionary step, users of the municipal water system are advised to run any faucets that you use for drinking water, replace any filter cartridges that can't be adequately flushed or disinfected, run water softeners through a regeneration cycle, and flush, clean, and sanitize any other water-using fixture or equipment. You can find the list of precautionary steps on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. The Blue Water District School Board is planning to censure Brockton South Bruce trustee Derek Long and bar him from sitting on all committees for 90 days after he was found to have breached several sections of the board's code of conduct. The board resolved to impose sanctions against him, but they aren't finalized yet. The Education Act requires Long be notified in writing and given 14 days to respond, and then the board would meet again on it. An Integrity Commissioner's report says several social media posts by Long were found to be in violation of the board's code of conduct. It notes Long has not previously been found in contravention of the code, and in some cases he truly did not grasp the limits of the role of trustee, but also notes, on the other hand, some of his conduct was simply bizarre and inexplicable, adding other conduct was blatantly disrespectful. The Integrity Commissioner says Long did acknowledge he should have handled things better and indicated he would reform his conduct moving forward. You can find the full story on our news website. Ontario Energy Minister Stephen Lecce was at Bruce Power in Tiverton today for the announcement of an expansion of the nuclear operator's medical isotope program. A new hot cell will be constructed to process the cancer-fighting medical isotope lutetium-177, which is used as a targeted therapy, including for prostate cancer and neuroendocrine tumors. Bruce Power will partner with Isogen to construct this new hot cell and will also work with Saugeen Ojibwe Nation to build upon the existing isotope partnership. The unemployment rate in the area that includes Bruce and Grey counties fell to 3.8% in October. That's down from 4.3% in September. The four-county Labour Market Planning Board says the Stratford-Bruce Peninsula region has the second lowest unemployment rate in the province, but the size of the labour force decreased by about 2,500 workers, driving down the jobless number. Ontario's unemployment rate was lower as well last month, 7.2%. Nationally, it held steady at 6.5%. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs play a rare Friday night home game at Scotiabank Arena this evening. It's the Detroit Red Wings in town. The Leafs are trying for back-to-back wins. More hockey at the Under-17 World Challenge in Sarnia tonight. Owen Sound attack forward Pierce Bowie and Canada Red play the U.S. in the semifinal. As for the attack, they have back-to-back home games this weekend. Tomorrow, it's the annual Hockey Fights Cancer game at the Bayshore as the attack face the Kitchener Rangers. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League tonight, the Walkerton Capitals host the Mount Forest Patriots, and the Hanover Barons play at home against the Mitchell Hawks. 8 o'clock start at the P&H Centre. In the Ontario Elite Hockey League, the Saugeen Shores Winter Hawks and Durham Thundercats have home games this evening. 8:30 starts at the Plex and Durham Community Centre, respectively. And in high school football, the St. Mary's Mustangs play in the Kiawassa quarterfinal at 6 this evening at the University of Guelph. They're taking on the Centennial Spartans. Checking the forecast. A few clouds tonight, 40-kilometer wind gusts becoming light overnight, a low of minus 1, feeling more like minus 5 with the wind chill. Clearing Saturday, a light breeze and a high of 9, a good chance of showers Sunday and a high of 11. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.